Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Markets took a hit today with Bitcoin ETF outflows reaching nearly $800 million in just 1 week, while a major DeFi hack and political controversies dominated headlines. The total crypto market cap stands at $3.6 trillion, down more than 3% as Bitcoin trades at $107,780 and Ethereum at $3,710. Balancer suffered a devastating exploit on November 3rd, losing $116 million across Ethereum, Base, Polygon, and Arbitrum. The attacker exploited a vulnerability in the Manage User Balance function, allowing unauthorized withdrawals from vault contracts. The stolen assets included over 6,800 OZETH, 6,500 WETH, and 4,200 STETH. Berrachain halted its network to conduct an emergency hard fork and recover $12 million in at-risk funds. This marks Balancer's third major security breach since 2021. President Trump told CBS 60 Minutes that he doesn't know Changpeng Zhao, the Binance founder he recently pardoned. When asked about Binance's $2 billion purchase involving his family's World Liberty financial stablecoin, Trump stated he knew nothing about it. He characterized the pardon as correcting a Biden administration witch hunt. Senator Elizabeth Warren and other Democrats are calling for investigations into potential conflicts of interest. Sam Bankman-Fried's legal team appeared before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals on November 4th, seeking to overturn his 25-year prison sentence. The defense argued that a controversial pre-testimony hearing gave prosecutors two opportunities for cross-examination. However, a recent Supreme Court ruling undermined Bankman-Fried's argument that victims would receive repayment, with the court ruling that taking funds under misleading pretenses constitutes fraud even without intent to cause economic harm. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs experienced $1.15 billion in outflows over the past week. The Coinbase premium gap entered deep negative territory at approximately negative $80, indicating significant selling pressure from institutional investors. This comes as the Federal Reserve signaled no December rate cut is a foregone conclusion, causing the probability to drop from 90% to 69%. Hong Kong announced a major regulatory shift at FinTech Week 2025. The Securities and Futures Commission will now permit locally licensed crypto exchanges to connect with global order books for the first time, providing greater liquidity and positioning Hong Kong to compete with more crypto-friendly jurisdictions. Bitcoin sits just above key support at $107,000. Analysts warn that a sustained break below $106,000 could trigger an additional $6 billion in liquidations. Over $400 million in positions were already liquidated in the past 24 hours. Dogecoin broke below the critical 18-cent support level, with whales offloading 440 million tokens, and analyst Ali Martinez warns it could collapse to 7 cents. XRP faces repeated rejections at $2.55 despite upcoming ETF launches expected mid-November. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.